Him the Lord. It's something how he put that in there. He declared who he is, was, but he said these words, I change not. Isn't it something that in God's word, he said the Ethiopian cannot change his skin. Neither can the leopard change its spots. But you and me. I looked in the mirror, or I maybe would go to my pictures in memories of the past. I know I'm still Danny. But when I look 10 years ago, I notice there's been a change. My hair is not as curly and thick as it used to be. I notice that there's no use saying mirror, mirror on the wall. Would you please change me at all? But when I look into the Word of God, I think about when he said, I believe he was talking, let us make man in our image and likeness. I don't know about you, but I want to be in the likeness of Christ. When I see you, I should see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Able to see a change. Our attitudes, the way we think. So the more I put on Christ, and the more, in other words, what I'm saying is, if you and I will decrease, we will see a change in us to a change of who he's changing. Amen. You know, I used to you ever seen them little bitty lizards? You could buy them in the pet shop. And they could change colors. Do you hear that? They could change colors. But the world is trying to change everything about God. Come on. They're changing the Bible. Come on, they're changing worship. Come on, they're changing the music. But if the true worshipers are going to worship him, they're going to worship him in spirit and truth. For I am the Lord God, I change not. You can't make him what he's not. But we can become as he is. Amen to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
I want to see the hope of glory in you and me.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to hear him say, it's no longer you that liveth, but me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want the world to see who I am in the church of the living God.
Yes, the hope of glory. Hallelujah.
Some people, they get so ugly after a while, they say, we're going to find me a, what do they call those people that try to make you look 20 years again? What do you call them? Plastic surgeons, yeah. Hello. I mean, it's happening in Christian TV land too today. Come on now. See, you can't bargain with God. You can't say, let's make a deal. No, when he hung on that cross, he said, it is finished. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. Thank God, somebody. Thank God, he won't change for nobody. He's still the Son of the Most High God.
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh,
glory to the Lamb.
I mean, there's been things on Facebook about us. They accepted us, but then when they heard some preacher, they rejected us. No more, first were friends. think there were, I said it. There is a righteous anger. I've written the Bible in Hebrews. He loved righteousness, but he hated iniquity. But we can't change God and what he wants to love. But we want him to love. He loves holiness. Come on now. He loves every bit of his word. And he wants his people to love him with all their heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. Come on now. God help me. When there's much divorce in the church as it is in the world out there, let's get back to the same one that came to this earth, the same one that died on that cross, the same one that raised the dead, the same one that healed the sick, the same one that back 2,000 years ago, he's still the same one today.
Amen.
I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, it's easy to say I love you. He said, yeah, they do that to me too. They do that with their lips, but their heart's far from it. You know, they talk to you if you really mean business.
Amen.
When you seek him with all your heart, you're fine.
Oh, yes, amen.
Amen. I said, Lord, you told me to search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. In him is life. In him we live, we move, we have a being, everybody. He should be the center in the pulpit. He should still be the chief cornerstone. He should still be the sure foundation. He should still be the first and the last, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He should still be the Son of Man and the Son of God. He should still be the everlasting covenant. He should still be the Lord that healeth me. He should still be the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. My God, somebody, let's get back to the chief cornerstone, who is Christ. The Bible said they removed it. They turned the house of God into a place of merchandise. Like the more I get, the more I believe God. Though I found out the less I am, the more I know who he is. He said, if I decrease, he will increase. He said, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. We need to go from glory to glory to glory. I've seen people love their pets more than they do the church. There's nothing wrong loving your grandchildren. Come on now, there's nothing wrong loving your wife. Matter of fact, he commanded that.
Yes.
Love your wife as I love the church and gave my life for it.
Come on.
Amen. Come on. Amen. Lord, help us. We fight among one another, come to church and say, oh, victory.
Come on.
Lord, help me, Jesus. No wonder I don't get invited to houses too often. Because the Lord said, when you go to that house, let your peace be upon it. But when you find out there's envy, strife, confusion, arguing, debating, he said, let your peace get out of there. Come on, come on. Because he is the Prince of Life. If he don't want you in a place, get out of it. Because if you don't get out of it, you'll get caught up with it. Come on now. Come on. But I was glad when they said unto me, if God is in me, I want to go to the house of God.
Amen.
He said in the Word of God.
Right.
Not as much as the building.
Right.
But he said, yeah, in my Father's house,
yeah,
are many mansions.
Amen.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, he said, I'm not going to lie to you.
Because
I cannot lie. I cannot steal. I cannot cheat. I cannot commit sin. Because I am the Lord and I change not. I'm the same in the beginning. When I said, let there be light, there was light. When I said, my God, somebody, whatever he said, he spoke it, and it was done. Some people think, let me tell you, I don't believe no Christian born again can have a possessed devil spirit in them with Christ. I tell you, face of the earth.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So the what? The devils come down in great wrath. But when the devil comes to my house, I'm not only talking about the natural, but to this house. I can tell you, it's no different when Jesus got in that boat and he got to the other, he didn't want to go sightseeing. Hello now. He didn't just want to take a boat ride. He was about the Father's business. He only done what the Father told him to do. Come on. When he stepped out of that boat, the devils, about 2,000 devils, oh, God help us, among the tombs, cutting himself, screaming. Nobody tried. He broke the chains, living among the dead. But when Jesus stepped out of that boat, the devils didn't say, "Who are you?" They didn't say that. We know who you are. Now, what I do, forgetting those things that are behind. us when we talk to our parent. What do we do to the Lord? I'm serious. Or we talk them over. I don't know what to do over my ass. I just keep thinking of it. But you need to look in the mirror and say, oh, Lord, God, help me. I gotta die.
Matter of fact, he almost got naked. Come on now, hear me what I'm saying. His head into the bosom of Christ.
Amen.
Jesus knows just before. I gave him my life. And I'll never be the same since. They say once a drunk, an alcoholic, always. That's the word. But I can tell you, when I got up from there, I loved alcohol. I was bound. I tried to quit, but it didn't work. But when he came in, I can tell you the devils had to go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I didn't have to ask nobody, was I born again? Oh, do you hear me? Oh, Nicodemus, when it happens, you'll be the one that knows it. I didn't have to crawl back in my mama's belly. Come on now.
Abide in you, you have a right to ask me what you want.
for a work, we must be faithful in doing it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Church, there's so much the heavens can't contain. But he said, I know what I'll do. I'll come in the volume of the book.
Amen.
That is written on me. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never.
Amen. Amen.
Son, don't you alter it. Don't you add to it.
Amen.
And don't you take away from it.
Amen.
Because if you do, I will take your name out of the book of life.
Yeah. Amen.
Not only will I do that, I will add the pledge that's in that book upon you. Brother, when God cursed that fig tree, that was it. But what God blesses, there ain't nobody can
curse.
The only one can do that would be you.
Come on.
Because greater is he that's in you and me than every devil in this world.
Amen.
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 The steps of a good man are ordered by the... And that, just because, just said, man, that includes a woman, too.
Oh,
amen. Come on. Amen, sister. Sister Hall, say amen. That means yes. Thank God for a virtuous woman.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. She's more precious than silver and gold. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, come on, I see some looking at one another. They look at him real good. Look at him right now. Did you hear that?
Come on, bro.
Some people won't miss a good thing until it's gone.
Come on.
Brother, he's going to take that church out in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
And brother, the only thing that's restraining the devil in the lot is that church of the redeemed.
Amen.
Now we bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven. Now we loosen on earth, he'll loosen it. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right. Church, we're living on the long suffering of him right now.
That's
right.
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
When, some say, well, I don't get in politics. Or when a man can lay his hand on the Bible, make a commitment to God, and turn around and okay same-sex marriage, abortion, and claims he's a Christian, somebody has to stand up and say, you're lost, you need to repent.
Amen. Amen.
You said, you got to be careful. I want to ask you, why did he die? Do you think for one moment he believed he wasn't going to die? He knew he was going to die.
Amen.
He knew. When you read Isaiah 53, he was hated without cause.
Amen.
He was despised. He was rejected. He never hurt nobody, never lied to nobody, never stole from nobody, but they wanted him to kill him. And he said, they blamed him as a devil. He said, no, you're the devil.
Amen.
And your father is the devil, and the lust of your father. They couldn't stand that. He said, you go about to kill me. You know what you do. Come on.
Amen.
And today, there's many haters of God. When you start fooling with this book, you're fooling with your eternal soul.
Amen.
Amen. Have I ever said something? I had to go back and say, Lord, I see what you're saying. He'll never compromise with sin.
Amen.
But he's there to forgive if you repent.
Come on, amen.
See, there's a, it's been going on quite a bit now. And I'm saying this in love. We're not going to turn this world around. But it's all over now. It's going all over. And they say, and here's what, and the Lord showed me in a dream about it, and it's come to pass just like it. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal the land.
Amen.
Well, don't say amen too quick. I got to bring something in this. And the Lord showed me that in a dream. But they left out Facebook, and I love them. I tell them I love them. They might not believe it, but I can say it. You know what I'm saying? And they put on there, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by hearing. That is. But the danger is, we can be hearers of the word of God, but not doers of the word. We deceive ourselves. That's the problem with the church. Do you hear me? You can get a first-class ticket on an airplane, but the eagle puts you in the luggage in the bottom. Hear me what I'm saying? Amen. Lord, help us. He is the very one that guides us and leads us. And when he comes, he will glorify God. Amen. I'm asking, could I be with those three Hebrew brothers? No. Three chord. Four is not easy broken. Four chord probably kind of hard, wouldn't it? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What are you guys going to do here? We're not going to bow. We will not bow.
Amen.
Well, and not only that, then the king finds out about it. He calls the heathen. I hear it. What about this? Well, I'm going to give you a chance. We're going to get that music going again.
That's right.
I mean, do you hear me? Now, are you sure? That's where the devil tries to persuade you. And by the way, heat that furnace seven times. Now, it's hot over there. Now, strike up the music. Let's have church. Come on now. Cut the music off. We all become. I love good anointing music. So does the Lord.
Amen.
And you don't bow down. See that fire over there? Old key. We're careful about what we're saying here. But we're just going to let you know. We ain't going to bow. Oh, he got angry. Now he got. First he was kind of. I'm going to give you boys a chance here. I mean, you're pretty good. I know you personally. Yeah, the devil knows who you are too personally.
Oh,
he can read your mail before it ever gets from the post office.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Shout him if you want to. There it is. I love you boys. Now I'm giving you a chance. Okay. We made our mind up. We gonna worship and serve God. And now he went from a friendly person in rage. He got angry. First thing. Son of God.
Yeah, come on.
because his gods will not deliver him. But God will deliver again and again and again and again. And if God be for you, every devil in hell in the tank, they cannot. And they come out of that. Broken. No heresy. Now, can you really believe that? Now, can you really believe that? I wasn't there when I seen him crucified. I wasn't there when he fed the multitude. I wasn't there when he opened the blind eyes, healed the leper, raised the dead. But I can tell you, almost 40 years ago, that same offering finished, that same Jesus that was on the earth came down and came into my life, and is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the Lord. I change not.
Amen.
To God be all the good.
Amen.
Daniel, they can live in Babylon, but Babylon didn't get in them. Come on now, we're in the world, but it's not in you and me. Praise the Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Daniel, now where is the, now you think where the devil fights you?
Come on.
Remember how you worship.
Amen.
A lot of worship he's not in. True worship.
Amen.
He fought that not because they love God. No matter what they're playing out there, we're not bound.
Come on, amen.
And what did the devil come against Daniel for? A man of prayer.
Come on, amen.
What is the name of this church? There you go, brother. Come on now.
Come on.
Come on now. Holiness unto the Lord.
Amen.
No man shall see it without it.
Right.
Come on now. Come on. And what happened? Where's the devil? He's going to hit you, or he knows what you're doing.
Amen.
A little bitterness will defile the whole body.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Daniel. Those men would know we can get to him and who the God he serves. Come on. And they went to the king and said, now let's make a petition. Nobody can pray nobody petition for 30 days. God, come on. Come on now.
Come on, brother.
I wonder how many times they walked by that window. Boy, that man, he sure likes praying. He prayed 3 times a day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. We heard Daniel pray. You know, the king didn't want to do it. He kept thinking, they said, you know, you can't change it. Once it's awesome, it has to be. Amen.
Amen.
Even the king could not change that writing.
Come on,
brother. Come on. Because once they did it, it had to be done. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Daniel, is it true? Okay, it's true. Daniel said, I'm a born-again Christian, Lord. I love you. Filled with the Holy Ghost, but being filled always. Can't never get enough. Come on. And so, what happened? Oh, Daniel. And you know what? That king did not want to do. See, they can write all these laws against our gods. It's legal to do this, it's legal to do that. And not long ago, Lord, Brother Paul, I was on there in a city council in Florida, in one of these big cities. I couldn't believe it. I was watching. True. They had a Satanist to come in and open up prayer unto the city council members. One or two got up and walked out, ready, and he literally began to praise and worship Satan. And they sit there, God help us. God help us. All nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. You might not want to hear that. He says some pretty strong words. But what are you hearing on that television? You know what's on there 10 years ago? They wouldn't allow it. Today, it can be X-rated, but it don't matter to nobody. Two men together, two women together, man, come on. It's right on television. No more conviction. No more. You know, one time, if I say I hid to do it, you don't have to hide to do it no more. It's wide open. But church, we need to be a light into a dark world. We need to stand up and let our light shine. Amen. Don't hide it under a bushel. If you're ashamed of me, I'm ashamed of you. If you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father.
Amen.
If you confess me before man, I will confess you before man. Come on.
Amen.
That's the Bible. Read it every day. Read it every day. Pray every day. Lest we fall into temptation.
Come on. Amen.
Well, you know what the king did? He began to fast.
Amen.
That king began to fast. The God you serve, Daniel, the Lord will deliver.
Yeah,
they took him and they dropped him into that lion. Most of the time they eat you because they're hungry.
Right.
And he had no ladder to get out of there.
Right.
But it was like Jacob with his head on that stone, that ladder came down. Come on. And angels was going up and down in that dream. Come on. Ask Brother Jacob if you want. Come on now. I can tell you, he can step out of heaven and be in a moment right in you and me. The heaven, come on now. It's the truth. It is the truth, church. Oh, when you need him, he's already there. Come on, he's still.
Yes.
Of the devil, who is a liar.